Welcome to the new financial year edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 3rd of July 2022. At the mic of VK7 Whiskey India this week is Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey, and this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by Clayton, VK7ZCR. And we go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. On 3.670 MHz by Dale, VK7DG. 7.140 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. 14.130 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH. And 28.525 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. We also go out on UHF CB Channel 15, thanks to Mark, VK7FMAC, in the Hobart area. And you can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in northern Tasmania and VK7RAD in southern Tasmania. And RAOTC broadcasts for July. This is a reminder about the RAOTC broadcast for Monday the 4th of July 2022 over three of the VK7 repeater networks. That's tomorrow night if you're listening on Sunday. The first item is titled QRP in 1922, and it describes experiments successfully carried out by radio pioneer Charles McClurkin, who successfully sent CW and speech from Strathfield, New South Wales, to Melbourne in 1922, using a power of 3.2 watts. McClurkin is said to be the Australia's first licensed radio broadcaster. He was subsequently allocated the call sign 2CM. The second item is titled Before Radar, and it is a follow-up on an earlier article on aircraft sound location, which was used in World War I. Further research reveals more information about the technique and places where it was used. World War II saw faster aircraft and the gradual introduction of the radar, which was kept secret for as long as possible. Meanwhile, the continued use of sound location was widely publicised to mask the fact that radar was being used. Various sound horns are described. Some very large sound mirrors still exist, including one in Kent in the UK. The third article celebrates the 90th birthday of the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. It also reveals some historic facts. These include the origin of the numeric prefixes, which, as we know, were all inherited by radio amateurs. The alphabetic suffixes originated from the station's former private ownership. It is interesting that 3LO Melbourne started out as a long wave band. Listen at 8 p.m. on Monday local time over the VK7RAA network in the north, VK7RAD in the Hobart area, or at 8:30 p.m. as a telecast on VK7AX Spectrum Tasmania via the BATC members stream or in the Ulverston area on 445.5 MHz DATV. Audio feed is available on VK7RDR, which is 439.775 MHz, from the Dazzler range. The date again is July the 4th. Callbacks will follow on all networks. Please call in if you're able. Callback statistics are sent to the RAOTC Broadcast Committee. And if you miss the off-air broadcasts, you can listen to the audio file on the RAOTC website, and that's 73 from Peter, VK7PD. And expressions of interest. Tasmanian Ham Radio Conference and a hello all from Hayden. On behalf of the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, and that's REAST, we'd like to invite expressions of interest to a proposed event to be held in the last quarter of 2022 in Hobart, Tasmania. The main event will be a premier amateur radio conference consisting of a mix of practical, technical and demonstrative talks from hams all over Australia and perhaps even the world. The event will also be able to be accessed online but extra rewards for those who attend in person with raffles, show and tells, tours, plus more. We know you've all been locked down and have starved to get back to more amateur radio conventions, eager to show off what you've been building in the shack, so why not consider a Tassie holiday? Bring the XYL, come down and enjoy the sights, food and experience that Hobart has to offer. A short 20-minute trip from the airport, flights into Hobart run from all capital cities and direct to Auckland, New Zealand, so our ZL buddies across the ditch, why not come over for a weekend of fun and socialisation? We are calling for those who wish to present or attend such an event to please contact us ASAP, either by replying to this post or email below to register your interest. Once we gauge sufficient interest in such an event, more specific event details will be released. Email your expression of interest to Hayden at vice.president@reece.asn.au and look forward to seeing you all in Hobart. That's 73 from Hayden, VK7HH, Vice President of Reece Inc. And statewide news, the Thursday night SSTV net. The following stations were seen to participate by exchanging SSTV pictures last Thursday night, and that's VK7's PD, EV, DW, TW, ZCF, KRJ, DMH, HXT and ZGK. Modes used included MP73, Scotty1 and Robot36, and some of these pictures were captured and uploaded to the NTARC blog thanks to Andre VK7ZAB and can be found on the email edition of this broadcast. The reminder, in southern Tasmania, VK7RAF, which is 146650 with a minus 600 kHz offset, can be used both locally and linked to VK7RJG by using a different CTCSS tone. If you use 123Hz, it is a local southern operation. If you use 141.3Hz, then you are linking VK7RAF and VK7RJG, which is 438.55 with a minus 7 megs offset. We will continue these nights, so why not join in and share some pictures? And it's a great way to test your digital interfacing. And we get underway from around 7:30 p.m. and that's 73 from Peter, VK7PD, and Justin, VK7TangoWhiskey. The Winter VHF and Above Field Day Reports. Well, the North-South Report, and thanks to all who have participated in the Field Day, especially Peter, VK7KPC, who we believe was the only VK7 that actually braved the elements and went fixed mobile above Poatina on 6.2 and 70 centimetres in shocking weather. More on that in the NTARC report. At the time of writing, there were at least 16 stations who participated across northern VK7, some of the with only one contact, and at least 15 stations who participated across southern Tasmania. VK3MD was heard having a voice contact with VK3ZAT portable, and VK7's HH, DW and PD had FT8 contacts with VK3MAP on 2 and 70 centimetres. The upload website at the time of writing shows 9 logs identifiable as VK7s. Not such a bad effort considering the wintry conditions and complete lack of ducting indicated by the Hepburn chart. If you haven't already, please finalise and upload your log before midnight EAST, Monday the 11th of July 2022. And that's 73 from Peter, VK7PD, and yours truly, Justin, VK7TW. Now on to the Northwest Report. And Eric, VK7EV, says, the weekend went rather well with club members and VK7BYL, Keith VK7KW, Eric VK7EV, and Dave VK7DC, and Ross VK7WP enjoying the day, and other members may have participated but were out of radio range. We were supported and made contacts with Mike VK7MD, Graham VK7KT, and some very fortunate to speak to VK7PD in Launceston on 144.130 SSB. Unfortunately, we didn't hear any of our other northern amateurs, which is unusual. The inclement weather certainly discouraged mobile stations, and Eric advised, quote, "I don't think any of us were serious contesters, more in it for the fun and to support other amateurs." The event had added benefit that some amateurs got to speak with people they hadn't spoken with before, and some got to operate on bands they hadn't used before. In between the contesting, Channel 50 on 146.5 got a good workout, and we solved some of VK7BYL Anne's antenna queries and got her active on 70 centimetres. So lots of radio activity, learning, chatting and making new friends, which is what the hobby is all about. All of us were operating in the 8-hour home base setup as we were getting way too old for the 24-hour base marathon. A good time was had by all. 73 from Eric, who's the news officer of NWTARC. And this is VK7 Whiskey India, and you are listening to the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast. And contest news again. The QRP Hours contest results. The QRP Hours contest was run in April 2022, and it is the contest run by the VK QRP Club with contest manager Andrew, VK1DA or VK2DA. It was great to see Anthony, VK7AG, equal 5th, and Tony, VK7LTD, equal 6th in the SSB section. Tony, VK7LTD, was also 7th in the CW section, and Peter, VK7STO, was 1st in the digital section. Congratulations to all. And news from the north, the SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. until 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, please contact Al on 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7, Alpha Nancy. And the Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. First item this week is a thank you to Peter, VK7KPC, for his contribution to the Winter VHF and Above Field Day last Saturday and Sunday. He single-handedly ventured out into the raging blizzard and set up a remote site at Poatina, and later in the day moved even higher up towards the Great Lakes. Well, it may not have been a raging or even a blizzard, but it was indeed very cold, blustery, and a miserable day to be stuck out on a remote site trying to make contacts with softies like that stayed warm at home. I'm sure that Kay's fruitcake replaced the Kendall mint cake to sustain life on his ventures. His call sign seems to appear in every event log that I have seen so far, and I would confidently say that all contestants that managed to make contact with Peter were very appreciative of the effort that he put in, helping to get more points on the board for the state. I don't know of anyone else who was brave enough to have make this sacrifice. Well done, Peter. The Wednesday club night was well attended, and as usual, Peter, VK7KPC, was first there. After he carried out the required club room startup sequence, we found him ensconced in the heated radio shack, tuning with his double scotch hour run by Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, now to expand on the evening's happenings. I will pass it over to Idris, VK7ZIR, for a rundown of the night's other activities. And, quote, "One of our members had been downsizing and has supplied a range of items for disposal at our tech sessions. There was a selection of instruments and other miscellaneous items on display. Of particular interest was a plethora of grid dip oscillators, with and without coils, including a vintage Grundig GDO. In original case with complete accessories, a professional analog field strength meter and other TV-related kits rounded off the collection. In one of the boxes was a mystery item that took the form of what looked like a vacuum tube with a valve-type base and a very heavy steel surround. The end was open with a probe and adjustment rings. The only visible markings was the word Vibron printed on the steel sleeve. Most intriguing. After much wondering and mostly vacuous suggestions from the audience, our resident valve specialist Lionel, VK7ZLB, arrived and took charge of the investigation. Mr. Google gave us no clues as to the origin of the markings, but Lionel postulated that, because of its construction, it could be a microwave component. It was therefore left to Lionel to take it and consult his voluminous reference library with instructions to report back to the next tech night. If anyone else thinks that they could help us in identifying this item, please notify one of the committee, and Lionel also contributed a piece of computer history for our interest. A massive, by today's standard, hard drive of 1980s vintage, manufactured by Seagate, an ST412. Its capacity was 10 megabytes, and it had its own plug-in ATA interface card. A real blast from the past. Moving forward, there was the continuing obligatory handheld radio programming, with more removal of cranial covering due to the non-compatible software drivers. Andre, VK7ZAB, set up a PC with a large wall monitor and demonstrated slow scan television using the popular program MMSSTV. He's been decoding all the images sent via the VK7RJG repeater on a Thursday night nets and then posting these images on the NTARC website under the blogs menu. As a backup, we have also been recording the repeater audio via the PC's internal sound card using the SoundForge editor. This software is a forerunner to the now popular and free Audacity program, and the audio file can be replayed and used as a physical patch cable or software virtual patch from the sound card's output to the input of the original input images, and they can be decoded again. Andre replayed the sound file from the inaugural Northern SSTV net and decoded the images that for all to see. Andre then demonstrated the procedure for loading photos and your call sign templates ready for transmission. He didn't send the output of the transceiver but used the audio recorder to save it to a file. This was then replayed into the decoder to show the results, a simple way to test signals for checking the system. Andre used the more modern PD90 mode and then showed the higher resolution PD120 and 180 modes that are used in the International Space Station for their amateur broadcasts. Colin, VK7ZCF, then went through setting up a remote control of rigs through the serial port, nowadays generally a USB computer interface, and a control string is required and is different for each rig. This will require some research, copying of postings and testings as a starting point for control strings and general information. Phil, VK7ZPD, had included some excellent screenshots and configuration information that can be found within the NTARC Discord channel under SSTV Group. This information has been added to over the previous months since the local SSTV net started. Colin also showed an option where the software can be used automatically to send information as a beacon or receive, store and forward and replay images as a repeater. These options could be useful for testing. Thank you, Idris. It was another monumental evening. Thanks to all who attended. Now on to Thursday night, and our Northern SSTV operators were again able to join the Southern SSTV net via the VK7RJG in the north on Mount Arthur and the VK7RAF in the south. In excess of 35 images were transferred via the statewide link that started about 7:30 p.m. and by the look of things, a good time was had by all. The great thing for me was that even though I was not able to participate at the time, I recorded the hour or so of audio, played it back through the MMSSTV decoder software, and was able to decode all the images successfully. If you cannot or don't want to decode the images at the time, they are available on the NTARC website under blogs, and just follow the link in the text edition of the broadcast. Up-and-coming events, Testnet and TechNet, Wednesday the 6th of July, Testnet CW course. on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and the TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. and your host for the evening will again be Nick VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Club Tech Night, Wednesday the 13th of July, held at the Enter Club Room, 7:30 p.m. until whenever. SSTV Net, held every Thursday night on the 70cm repeater VK7RJG and linked to the south via repeater VK7RAF, conducted from 7:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. and these SSTV images are available on the NTARC website under blogs. Coffee mornings, held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Get warm while you catch up. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you there. And these coffee events represent a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. We currently have cards awaiting collection, so why not pop in and check the QSL box and join us for a cuppa and a chat. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to the weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net, and all items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, the secretary of NTARC Inc. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And news from the south, the Wison Tasmania South Barbecue and AGM. Wison Tasmania South will be having their annual barbecue and AGM on Sunday the 17th of July at the residence of Peter Henry, VK7TPE and Maureen at 30 Hague Road in Snug. All are welcome to attend, so if you're in the neighbourhood, why not pop in, have a drink and a sausage, and catch up with some of the Wison Amateur Radio contingent. The barbecue starts at midday, and the AGM will follow at 1400. BYO food, drinks and XYLs. For queries and directions, contact the secretary at vk7wcn at wia.org.au. And that's 73 from the Wison Committee. And Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, Ham Radio Trivia Night. Save the date, Wednesday the 13th of July 2022, from 7:30 p.m. Reist will be holding a Ham Radio Trivia Night. This will be a fun-filled night that will be a hybrid event held in person at Reist's Queen's Domain Clubrooms and online. And more information as it comes to hand, 73 from the Reist Committee. Ham Radio Fox Hunting Morning. Reist will be having a fox hunt day on Saturday the 23rd of July, meeting at the Domain from 9:30 a.m. Get your Yagi antennas and attenuators ready for the fun morning of searching for our foxes. There will be prizes to be won on the day for finding the fox too. Low-powered trial fox hunts on the Domain, followed by a city-wide hunt. The fox will be hidden somewhere in the Greater Hobart area on the 2-metre band. Get your friends together and form a team and try to track down the elusive fox. And we currently have a very limited supply of tape-measured Yagis at the club rooms, so it might be a good opportunity to hit up Bunnings and start building. At this stage, we're also planning a barbecue too, so come along and have a fun-filled day with us at the Domain Club Rooms. More information to come. 73 from the Reist Committee. And training and assessment. Reist Next Foundation License Training and All License Assessment Day is Saturday the 30th of July 2022. Please note, this has been moved back 1 week to not clash with the Fox Hunt Day. If you're thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, the Reist Learning Organiser, know, 0417 391607, or emailing assessor@reist.asn.au. Check out the Reist Foundation license training videos that can be found on the Reist YouTube training and assessment playlist, and also check out the Reist Facebook events for further details. 73 from Reg, VK7KK. DATV Experimenters Nights. We started last Wednesday night with a quick review of the VHF-UHF Winter Field Day with Gary and Justin. We then moved into the two crystal sets that Gary brought along. The first one was found in a ceiling space when he spotted a set of headphones. This was made of a nice wooden case that had been covered in possum excrement. Gary tidied this up, revarnished the case that contained a single coil brass variable capacitor and neat black small black tube containing the Galena crystal and cat's whisker. We hooked this up to the antenna and ground and powered a loudspeaker and listened to the 90-year-young ABC in glorious AM. The second crystal set was a slightly more complex unit with an antenna tuning coil, variable capacitor and main tapped multi-tapped main coil that inductively coupled to the antenna coil. This unit had a very nicely mounted Galena crystal with phosphor bronze spring cat's whisker and a germanium diode added by Gary. This unit was also demonstrated, and thanks to Gary for showing us these units. We then reset the studio, and Chris VK7CDW demonstrated his new Zygu G90 HF transceiver, which also had the fan deck mounted to the underneath of the unit. The unit includes a high-performance front-end and narrowband preselectors, covers 0.5 to 30 megs, for receive and the TX in the amateur bands. It contains a bright colour TFT LCD screen, plus and minus 24 kHz bandwidth fast scan spectrum display with waterfall, CW decode capability, and a detachable front panel display unit, and puts out up to 20 watts. Thanks to Chris for bringing the G90 along. We then got Hayden VK7HH into the studio for a show and tell of his Baofeng 2-meter Fox in a nice IP65 Pelican case. Hayden hacked a Canadian amateur's Arduino Uno code that keys the Baofeng and with a tone and call sign, and the Baofeng antenna mounts on the top of the unit. This unit will be used for the fox hunts on the 23rd of July, and thanks to Hayden for showing us this unit. This week we will have a review of a Ryden 60-volt 18-amp fully configurable power supply unit, manual switch hack 4A 100-watt HF RF amplifier, the continuation of the FT897 configuration, and reviews of the Lowkey and Jubus magazines. We will be streaming the nights on the Reese YouTube channel, and we go out on RF on 445.5MHz DVB-T 7MHz standard definition signal. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the VK7 OTC DATV Experimenter's signal. We stream the nights on the Reese YouTube channel with 73 from yours truly, Justin VK7 Tango Whiskey, and regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Reese, 15th of July, Ham Radio Trivia Night in person at the Queen's Domain Clubrooms and online from 7:30 p.m. Wyson, Tasmania South, 17th of July, Wyson BYO Barbecue and AGM at VK7 TPE QTH from noon. Reese, 23rd of July, Fox Hunt Day starts at the Queen's Domain at 9:30 a.m. VK7 November the 19th, the VK7 Myenna Hamfest Great Lake Community Hall at Myenna at 10 a.m. A reminder to all those people rostered for next week's broadcast, newsreader VK7ZIR. Repeaters Reese, Entark and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, the Cradle Coast Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX and VK7DC, 160m VK7GS, 80m VK7TPE, 40m VK7ALH, 20m VK7JGD, 10m VK7DG, UHF CB15, VK7FMAC, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RAD in Southern VK7. And a huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7 Whiskey India. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to VK7ARNews, or one word, at gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found on the VK7 Amateur Radio News groups.io group And the deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7 Whiskey India is now closing but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, we hope you have a great day, 73, and stay safe. From Justin, VK7, Tangled Whiskers.